2 years ago, Katie Pasternak took the Teacher Basic Skills Test, or TAP, for the first time. She easily passed the writing section, but the other three sections didn't go as well.
I'm looking at my receipts and how many times I really took this test, and I was like, oh my god.
She isn't alone. The test has a 25% pass rate. A lot of test takers use the whole allotted time to finish, which is 5 hours. And if you fail, you have to wait 30 days to take the test again. If you want to take the whole thing, it's $113 a pop. $68 if you only take one subset. It can get expensive for some students, including Pasternak, who have to take it multiple times. Then there are practice exams, study books, tutors.
I mean, it cost me thousands of dollars.
She finally passed her last section in April, and now she's allowed to student teach next year, her final at Northern Illinois University. Last September, the Illinois State Board of Education announced it would no longer require the basic skills test after June 30th, 2019. That was before Representative Sue Shearer's bill to kill the test for the next 6 years was introduced. The Democrat taught public school for 34 years before her time in office.
My history with these kinds of tests, the track record I have seen is I'm still waiting to see a good test come out for any of this. They're not good, well-written tests.
Shearer said the best student teacher she had ever seen couldn't pass the basic skills test and gave up on her teaching dream.
Before we got rid of basic skills, teachers were taking more tests than lawyers, doctors, CPAs, nurses, and we have a severe teaching shortage.
Shearer hopes axing the test will remove one hurdle to getting teachers in schools during the shortage. Teachers have to get a 22 on their ACT or 1100 on their SAT to be exempt from the test. Lori Elish Piper is the dean of the College of Education at NIU. She drove down to Springfield earlier this year along with other educators to testify about the basic skills test.
We need to realize that the elimination of the basic skills testing requirement is removing a hoop. It's not removing the expectation that students come in well prepared.
Elish Piper says the test has deterred some from pursuing education, and Pasternak says she's seen it happen during her time in NIU's program.
I watched a lot of friends and a lot of people that I knew that they got to that breaking point in the program. They thought, screw it, I'm going to drop out and I'm going to pick another major, but I thought that's just not who I am. I'm like, I want to be a teacher.
Elish Piper says the test disproportionately affects potential teachers from diverse backgrounds and adults returning to get their degree. She also thinks there's a fundamental misunderstanding with the public of what the test even is. Some think it's a test of their basic knowledge of what they want to teach, but that's not true. Those are content area tests. Basic skills test you on four categories: writing, reading comprehension, language arts, and math. And it's not just that the test is strenuous for students. She also says it isn't even a good barometer for what makes a good teacher.
So if you're going to be a high school math teacher, you absolutely need to understand those complex algebraic equations. If you're going to be an early childhood teacher, that doesn't mean you don't need to know math, but you need to know different math, and you need to know a lot about child development. You need to know a lot about how young children learn.
Elish Piper says that with their courses, clinicals, student teaching, and other tests like the EdTPA, the standards in Illinois are plenty high enough. While Elish Piper and Shearer agree on the elimination of the basic skills test, they disagree on the EdTPA. That's another test assessing skills and procedures, which includes a controversial section where teachers are videoed in a classroom environment. Shearer is the chief sponsor of another measure which would remove the video component. She called that section, quote, disastrous. The EdTPA is not free either. It costs $300 to take. Elish Piper, on the other hand, thinks it's a much better test than the basic skills and shouldn't be removed unless there's a sufficient replacement. Even if the plan to end the basic skills test doesn't get signed into law, the State Board of Education will still be putting it on hold at the end of June. I'm Peter Medlin.